Okay, we're on Masechet Eruvin Daf Kaf. We're starting here at the top of Amud Aleph. This is the fifth question that Abaye is asking Rabbah. So Abaye mi Rabbah. So Abaye asked him a question. Chatzer, Sherosha nichnas to Ben Apasim. Right, so you've got this courtyard, and the courtyard goes into Ben Apasim. Here you can see a nice picture over here. So there's the courtyard, there's the Chatzer coming in. That's the Chatzer, and there the Ben Apasim. Okay? So you got the Chatzer coming into Ben Apasim. So he says to him like this now. He says, Mahu, letatel mitocha leben apasim, leben apasim mitocha. Can you carry between the Chatzer and the Ben Apasim? They're both Rishtayachid, right? So he says to him, Mutar. He says, no problem, Mutar. Then he says to him, what about Shtayim? What about now if you've got two Chatzerot? Look at that picture over there. You've got two Chatzerot. You've got a Chatzer there and a Chatzer there of that house and that house. And the Ben Apasim are there between them and there all around.
No.
And what about two houses coming to Ben Apasim? Right? So he says to him, Asur. Then he says, is Asur. Look at Rashi there. He says to him, Mutar. Wow, Mutar, the first Rashi on the Amud. Like a diurim Ben Apasim, the Lishru Alahu, the Lahabe Moti, Mishru Shul Shachavero. Because there's no dwelling area in that whole section over there. There's nothing stopping you. You have to make you do an Eruv Chatzero between the two of them. And then what about Shtayim? He said, what if there are two of them? Right? And Rashi says, there's a wall between them. At the moment, we're assuming that they aren't joined. The two chatzot are not joined. There's no area between them. They've got a wall between them, and they both open up into this thing, right? So there he says, Asur. Why? Look at Rashi. We'll see why Rav Huna explains it in a second. Right? So look back in the Gemara. It says, Asur. Why? Rav Huna, Shtayim Asurin, two Asur, Afilu Irvu. Even if you made an Eruv between the two Chatzerot, it's still Asur. Why? Gzeira Shema Yomru, because you might come to get confused now. Eruv Mo'il Ben Apasim. That an Eruv helps between Ben Apasim. Now, what's our problem with Ben Apasim? There's a long Rashi over here. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But Rashi says basically this is the problem. We learned in a Mavoi, right? A Mavoi, we said that you can make an Eruv between the Chatzerot and the Mavoi. And there we spoke about a Mavoi Stam. Remember, Mavoi Stam is like the three sides. When it's Mavoi Mefulash, there it was a bit more complicated. You had to have a Tzurat HaPetach on the other side according to Rav. Do you remember all of that? You couldn't just have a Mavoi Mefulash open from both sides and just treat it normally. You had a Tzurat HaPetach, and it was more complicated. Now, think about it for a second. This Bein HaPasim, right? This Bein HaPasim, which essentially is Mefulash on all four sides. Right? You with me? Think about it. It's a Mefulash on all four sides. There's no stump. So you might come to think that it's like a Mavoi because two Chatzot going to the Mavoi. In Mavoi, we learned that in a Mavoi, had to have at least two Chatzot with two houses. So two Chatzot could be coming into each other. You might get confused with a Mavoi and think that this whole thing, that an Eruv would help you in such a circumstance when it wouldn't. That's what he says. Rava Amar, even Rava says, no, if you do an Eruv, it's Mutar. That's Amar Abaya le Rava. Now listen to this. Abaya got the first answer from Rabbah, which said that it's Asur. Here, Rava now says to Abaye that it's Mutar. Abaye seems to get excited. It says to Rava, look, Tanya, I've got a brighter that serves you what you say, that it's Mutar. Chatzer, Shosha, Echad, Nichnas, Ben Apasim, Mutar, Tel, Timitokha, Ben Apasim, Ben Apasim, Mutokha, Avashtav, Asur. He said, now, if it's one Chatzer into Ben Apasim, you can do two between them, but with two, you can't. And then he says, Bameh, Devar, what are we speaking about? Shelo Irvu, if you didn't make an Eruv, Aval Irvu, Mutarim. Look at Rashi, Irvu, Mutarim. Look at Rashi in the middle of the Rashi. Now I skip quite a lot above the diagram of Rashi there. Dechevan de irvu derech pelach shebein ahen v'chad reshutuhu d'lo asra na'adadeh l'achzer l'achshina. Suddenly he says different case. Rashi pointed out that we thought we were speaking about two chatzot that they had a wall between them. They had a wall between them. Now suddenly he's saying when you irvu between them, what's going on over here? You've actually got a wall between them. Look there. In the diagram number 133, actually there's a petach between the two chatzerot. If you look over here, you'll see that there's now over here, right, 130. If you look suddenly over here, there is over here an opening between these two chatzerot. So there's two chatzerot. So this now, Rav Huna has previously spoke about it differently. Right, so look, the Gemara says, Laimatabe Tufter Rav Huna, is this the Tufter Rav Huna? So I'm going to Rav Huna, this isn't what you're talking about. Hatam the Hadran ve'irvu, you can't compare the two. I'm speaking about a case where there wasn't a wall between the Chatzerot. Here, this is a case where there is a wall b'chatzeror, and they did a eruv between the two of them. Look at Rashi over here. The hadran v'iruv she nifritza b'nehen pirtza gedola b'sof. At the end, there was a big wall opened, a gap opened up between their yards. She galui lechol she reshut achatina. It's all one reshut. So now we're back to square one. When we said that you can do it, Abaya asked Rabba the question. Rabba said, if it's one chatzer into the b'na pasim, you can do it. What Rav Huna is really saying is, your case you're speaking about now is when essentially there was two chatzerot, a wall opened up between them, and over between them. Now they're essentially one chatzer again. And therefore the same din, so it's two different circumstances. Rav Huna was speaking about two chatzer with opening between the two of them, and Rava, and with a brighter that Abaya brought to prove Rabbah, Rava was speaking about two chatzer with holes between them and over between them, a different set of circumstances altogether. New question. Sixth and last question. Yavshu ma'i b'shabbat mahu. What happens if the well that you're using, that you're drinking out of now, the water dries up on Shabbos? Now we said the whole idea of these, in the introduction to the parak I mentioned, the whole idea of these pasei beira'ot are a kula of chachamim. Reili min ha-Torah etzerushut ha-yachid do'oraita. Chazal said that you can't rely on that as a shriachim do'oraita, and you have to have proper walls. When it came to the well, they said there we can rely on it as a shliachid doraita. So the question now is it only a shliachid doraita acceptable to Chazal when there's water there? And the moment the water dries up, bang, we're back to Chachamim, to the issue of using it for the Rabbanan point of view, or not? So that's the Gemara's question. So Amarle, so now Rabbah answers him. The whole purpose of we had this mechitzia, why it's recognizable, because of the water. Maim ain't kan, mechitzia ain't kan. Finished, end of story, pashut. Rabbi says to him, look at Rashi there, klomar klum hutra mechitzia kazu. The reason Chachamim allowed this mechitzia was mutar, was el mishuma maim. Rashi, if the water's gone, it is gone. Now, another set of questions, not Abaya and Rabbah, but now Abaya Ravin. Ravin asks the question, Yavshu maim b'shabbat, the water dried up on Shabbos, Uva'u b'shabbat mahu, or water came on Shabbos. So we've got two sets of circumstances here, right? Yavshu b'mayim b'shalok Rashi, v'chazru uba'u g'shmim bo b'yomai. So there was water there before, and on Shabbos the water dried. We say, you know, you had a hole in the ground, a bit of rain, it had rained yesterday, or a few weeks ago, and there was water there. Shabbos morning was very, very hot. The water all evaporated and dried up. Now there's no more water there. Shabbos afternoon, the rain comes again. It's like Johannesburg weather, right? Summer afternoon, rains again. Bam, the weather, the well's all full up again. Do we say that when the water dried up, gone was the kula of the Basay Bereot, and now when the water came again, too late? Or do we say, no, they were there, it's a doraita, and the water came back, and you can use them? I think that's how to explain Ravin's question. So Abaya says to Ravin, Yavshu b'Shabbat lo tibaylach debaymina demaru pashididasu. If it dries up on Shabbos, just the water dries up, right? It doesn't come back. It's pashut. Ready to question of you. I already asked Rabbah that question. He said to me, it's asu, like I explained, because the whole idea was, right, look at Rashi over there, Yabshu b'Shabbat, v'chazhu, Rabbi Shaya Rabo, Ubao b'Am Shabbat, look, okay, nothing, no Rashi's there. But Rashi's basically, that's Pashu, that it's Asu. Right, now, Yabshu b'Shabbat, Lotibat, Bao Nami, Bao, if the water came, Nami Loti Bailach, I also don't have to, Nami Loti Bailach. It's not your question, why? Tahavalei Mechitza, Asu Yabbi Shabbat. There was a mechitza there. Tachlis, at the end of the day, these pasei beraot are mechitzas. So now if the mechitzas existed and suddenly the water arrived, then it should be okay, says Abaya to him. What's the problem? V'tanya, we have a brighter. Kol mechitza asuya b'shabbat b'ayim b'shogeg. Any mechitza on Shabbos is there is a mechitza. Whether it was put there b'shogeg, without intent, or b'mezid, intentionally, or b'ayim b'ones. Unfortunately, it just happened to create. I don't know, there was an avalanche, and now a mechitza was built. Or b'ayim b'ratzon. Whether you wanted it to be there, it doesn't matter how it got there. Shema mechitza. That's a mechitza. So what's your pashut? The water, there's a mechitza. And there's water. Chabim say, mechitza, water, go together. There's a hutra. So Abaya doesn't understand his question, right? Seems to be simple. The Gemara says, now is it so pashut that brighter? But love it, my lad, we need to learn on that brighter. I'm Rav Nachman, lo shan lizrok, aval teltelo. Rav Nachman said, when do we say that a mechitza is a mechitza, however it came? That's lechumra. In other words, if you throw now from Shtarabim into Shtayachid, we'll say lechumra, you chayiv now, because it is Shtayachid. But you aren't allowed to rely on that mechitza to go and carry inside lechatchila. That's what the Gemara says. Right? So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Lo, ki itmar, to Rav Nachman, amazed itmar. That was only speaking about when you were amazed, went and built the mechitza, or amazed you through. Look at Rashi Avia, amazed itmar, but kansa kansua, they made you a knas, right? I suppose that if you were amazed, you intentionally built the mechitza on Shabbos, I'm not sure, or aval shogeg, mutar. If a mechitza comes along on its own, how much more so would be mutar? So that brighter said there, that's lechumra, only if you built on Shabbos that eruv, that mechitza. Then we're going to say, we're going to kones you and say, if you use it to throw into it, you're going to be chayah, but you can't use it. That's the knas, you aren't able to use it. But in a case where it just happened, you could certainly use it. If there were these pasei bera'ot there, and the water came on Shabbos, it essentially happened on its own, and it would certainly be muta. Okay, now Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hazorek Lebein Pasei HaBeraot Chayav. Rabbi Elazar gives us this massive chidush. If you throw into the Pasei Beraot from the street, it says you chayav. So look at Rashi Avi, yeah? Hazorek Mishra Rabim Lebein Pasei HaBeraot Chayav Chatat. You chayav a chatat, what? Rishuta Yachid Ma'al Yaitahi. It's a proper shdayachid. The Gemara, I don't understand. Pshita, why would you think it's not a shdayachid? He loved mechitza. If it wasn't a mechitza, hechi mishtar el lemalot. How can you use it? And not that Chachamim suddenly, Chachamim can't allow you to, Chachamim can't create magic in Rishuta Rabim. And say, you know what, it's not Rishuta Rabim, we're going to let you use it anyhow. No. The only reason Chachamim can allow you to use these pasei beraot is because midoraita is a proper mechitza. Just chachamim were the ones who said, we don't want you to rely on that during the normal Shabbos. Because it's not so clear, you can't see the mechitza. We want you to have proper mechitzas. But in the case of pasei bera with a well, as you know what, we'll allow you here to use a doraita. We aren't going to enforce the chumra of the gzeira. Hello, David. I think Gemara says, no. Still a chilush that Rabbi Elazar, still had to say it to you. Still a chilush. Why is it a chilush? He says, Lo tzricha da avad ke'ein pasei bera'ot b'rishut ha-rabim v'zarak letocha chayav. He says, Avia, why is it a chilush? The chilush here is where there wasn't water. That's what Rashi says, Avia. Rashi says, says, ke'ein, the second wide lines, v'ein shambor. You went and you build these pasei beraot in the middle of Shnei Rabim. There's no well there. Right? So now Rabbi Elazar has to tell you that if you threw into that, you'd be chayv. Of course, I don't understand. I mean, pshut also pashut. I love the ba'al me'mechitzahi. Gabe bor heichi mishtar eletalte. Like we said, if in general these pasei beraot weren't considered a proper mechitzah doraita, then Chachamim could never have allowed you to use it with a well. It's pashut that it had to be a proper doraita. Chachamim's luck, but it's a doraita. Lechumra, it's a doraita. The Gemara says, Lord Shuchah, you're right. The Isla reason, what was the chidush? Af agav the kebake bei rabim, that even though there's a path running through it and people like go through it. So you might think, because there's a path, people are walking through these pasei beraot, they annul the concept of Rishuta Yachid. And they turn it into Rishuta Rabim. He said to you, nonetheless, right, it's still good. Umay kamashtan. So what's the chiddush now? Says the Gemara, the lo atu rabim umevatle mechitzata. Gemara says we don't need. That's the chiddush over here. That rabim aren't mevatel the mechitza. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. But ha, I'm a Rabbi Elazar Chazir. Rabbi Elazar himself once taught us a Mishnah, and the Mishnah said, Ditnan Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda said, Imay ta derech shabim mefasaktan. Yes, like Kedat Zani. The Tachamim said, Rabbi Yehuda said, sorry, that if rabim go through there, then move it aside. The Chachamim said, no, and not sorry. Chachamim said, you don't have to. Why? Because even though the Rishut Rabim, that there's a path walking through it, it is not Mevatel, the Mechitzah, and Rishut HaYachid still stays. So what Chidush Rabbi Elazar giving us over here now? Clear? You with me?
Klav? Now, I'm going to make this clear now. We're not leaving it until it's clear. Rabbi Elazar started off with a bombastic statement. If you throw something into these Baina Pasim, these four Dumadim that you've got, you chayv. Wait, of course you chayv. It's a shayachid. So we said, no, you're right. But it's what we're talking about where there isn't a well. So we said, but still it's a shayachid. If there wasn't a shayachid when there isn't a well, Chachamim couldn't allow you to make it to shayachid when there is a well. So I said, no, you're right. What's his chiddush? That there's a path, a public thoroughfare passing through it, and you might have had a haba amina that because people are walking through it, the rabbi mamavatel the shayachid. And therefore, the chiddush is that even if you make this ka'ain pasim in shtar rabim, and there's a well and there's a path walking through it, it still retains the status as shtar yachid. I don't understand. What's the chiddush? Rabbi Elazar himself told us the Mishnah, machloket rishon etanaim between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. The Chachamim said that if you got this ben pasim and there's a path walking through, it doesn't mevatel it. So Rabbi Elazar already taught us that din. What's he telling us now? As we try to understand what is so clever, so new, so novel about what Rabbi Elazar just taught us. And it seems like what you're thinking that he taught us, we already learned. Clear? Clav? Right. Okay. Don't just say yes. Okay. Is it clear?
Yeah.
Right? So he says, Rabbi, yes, I understand. What you teach? What are you teaching us? So he says, no, good morning. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Amitra, they both say, no, what's he teaching us? Kan hodiacha kochan shel mechitzot. The whole purpose that he mentioned that Mishnah was to tell you the koach, how strong mechitzah. Look at Rashi there. Kanu diecha chachamim in that brighter that Mishnah quoted. Kame gadol kochan shel mechitzot. How important, powerful this idea of mechitzas is. Delo mevatle mishum bekiyat. Even if you've got a thoroughfare, a public thoroughfare going through it, the mechitzah is considered a mechitzah. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If that's the case, right? Imi hatam hava mina. Right, so the Gemara says, no, that come, that doesn't make sense. Imi hatam hava mina kan velo svirle. He says, that isn't good enough. We needed both of them. Why do we need both of them? Because if we had just learned there, the Mishnah, we might have thought that hava amina kan, this is the case, velo svirle, but Rabbi Elazar himself doesn't hold of it. Kamash malan, kan vesvirle. Actually, the purpose is Rabbi Elazar telling us, this is the Mishnah that I'm quoting, and I'm telling you now, I actually agree with him. So Gemara says, velema ha velo ba'ihach. Why don't you just tell us that, and not need the Mishnah? Or just tell us the Mishnah, and the Mishnah tell us the Mishnah. Bottom line, I think what he's saying about the Gemara is that really Rabbi Elazar spoke about all in one breath. It's all at the same time. He said what he said and quoted the Mishnah, and the Mishnah was what he was speaking about. And therefore, it's not like he said it two different occasions. It's all the same thing. Okay, now we go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we said, Mutar lahakri lebe'er. You can come close to the Be'er. Remember, we said you can be close up. But we had a limitation of being close up. Look at your Zion Amud Bet at the bottom of the Mishnah there. It said, Mutar lahakriv lebe'er, the second last lines of the Mishnah there, ubilvad, so long as shetehe para, the cow, rosha, veroba, bifnim, veshota. The head and majority of the body has to be in the pasei beiraot, and then it can drink. That's what the Gemara says. It's almost like a snarl hat. We learned in the Mishnah, right? We learned in the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos. Lo yamod adam b'shtar rabim, v'yishte b'shtar yachid. A man, a human being, shouldn't stand in Shtar Rabim and lean into Shtar Yachid and drink in Shtar Yachid, or stand in Shtar Yachid and lean into Shtar Rabim and drink in Shtar Rabim. Ele im ken anes machnis shosho v'rubo lemakom shushote. His head and most of his body is in the place where he's standing, where he's drinking. Look at Rashi at the bottom. Dechayshay, we're scared. Shema yimashech gufo lemakom raglav yotziu akli atzmo. He's holding a cup. You don't understand, you're standing in the street and you lean over into a private well and you drink now like this, right? If you're just your hand there, you could easily stand up straight and now suddenly your hand follows your legs and your legs are shtarabim. So when most of your body and your head are in there, right, then it's less of a chance that you're going to end up pulling over into the reshut harabim. The Gemara says like this, v'chein begat, and so too in gut, not the chewing of the gut that the tamarim chew, right? So I've got the gut like in a wine press. Like in a wine press or an olive press, right? That there where they stand there. Look at Rashi says, yeah, but first we're about to prepare a batch of tzadik tet li'inyan maser. If you're standing in the wine press, you can drink as much as you like if they have maser. But as soon as you leave the gut, you go out of the gut, now it becomes shtiat kebet, becomes a permanent source of drinking, and now you've got to do maser to take off from the wine in order to be able to drink. Same idea, if your head and most of your body are in the gut, so it's okay. If most of your head and body are not in the gut, then you have to do maser. That's what the Gemara, that brighter says. Now the Gemara says as follows. Gemara asks a question over here. Gabe Adam Ha'ama. With regards to human beings, the Mishnah spoke about there, Dabai Rosh Verubo. Gabe Parim, even in Rosh Verubo. Or law. But with a cow, is it really necessary? In other words, from that Mishnah, right, if the cow is sitting in the Rosh Rabim, let's say we're not talking necessarily about Pasei Bereon. Can a cow also have to be most of its head and body in Rosh Rabim, or the same place where the water is, or not? Right? That's what the Gemara says. He says, no, it would depend. Okay? Any circumstances where you holding this kli, right? And you're letting the cow drink from the kli. And you aren't holding the cow as well. And Rashi says over here, and you aren't holding its collar or its this like bridle through its teeth or whatever the case is, right? And the cow can easily turn its head around and go back into the rabbim. Then that's not a question, says the Gemara. Why, that's pashut, the ba'a said pashut, right? The ba'a Yerusha, you do need to have it inside. Milagav. Right? Milagav means inside. Remember, I always tell you, mi-bara is like a brighter. Brighter is outside the Mishnayot. Bara means outside. Milagav means inside. Kiti ba'ayach, where's your question? If you're holding the cow and you're holding the trough, in other words, the cow can't go loose. My, that's the question. There we're asking, do you still need to make sure that most of its body and its head is in the straight, in the same shade as the water or not? So Gemara says, Amarle Tinitua. Right? We've just learned it from our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? We saw our Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Bet. Ubi Ovad Shetehe Hapara Roshav Rubami Bifnim Veshota. It's Pashut. There's the answer. The cow has to have its head and most of its body in the bay pasei bere or to drink. And the Gemara says, my love, the nakit love, the nakit mana. Isn't that Mishnah speaking about a simple situation where you're holding the trough and you're holding the cow? And we see there's your answer. You're holding them both, and their answer is yes. The Gemara says, lo, how do you know that? Maybe our Mishnah's talking about the nakit mana velo nakit la. Well, maybe it's okay. Our Mishnah's saying, you aren't holding it. There's a well there. And the animal is drinking out of the well. And you actually aren't even holding anything, maybe. What are you talking about? How do you say that? Right? Is that really a possibility? Right? That if you aren't holding the animal, it would be muta. Look at Rashi. V'chilo nakid la mishari. Lechoza kli bepasei beraot. V'afagav dasin ketikanan she'apara rashav ruba bifnit. Sorry. V'chilo nakid la mishari. You want to say, do you think that's the case? And when you've got these pasei beraot, these jumadin, that you can at a cow drink there if you aren't holding onto it. Bahatanya lo yemale adam mayim. We've got a brighter that says, it's a brighter later on, daf cover tomorrow's daf. Lo yemale adam mayim. Person shouldn't fill up water. V'yitem b'shabbat livnei b'em to in front of his animal. But what can he do? Look at Rashi. V'yachoz ha'kli b'yado b'od shehi shota. And hold the kli there while the cow is busy drinking. Right? Aval, what can you use the Gemara? Memalehu, you can fill up the kli. V'shofech. V'hi shota meleh. And then just pour it there and let the cow drink. On that, what did we say? Amar Abaya, hacha ba'avus, Abaya said, no. That brighter over there is a little bit different than Abaya. Abaya says that that's not exactly the same case. We want to bring this brighter to prove that you can't hold the kli while the animal is actually drinking there. Abaya says that's not a good example. Why is it not a good example? By the way, if you look in the Gemara, in the pictures, they've got a great picture. Look at the picture over here. Picture over here is there. You see, there's the cow there. There is the well. This is the Baina Pasim. And you've got water there and you've got the food there, right? So we're talking about situations where the cow, where you're just pouring into the avos, you're letting the cow drink. And that's what he's talking about, right? Right, let's just keep silent over here quickly. Right. She tells me she loves me. Right. So So Abaye says, no, that's a different story altogether. Hacha ba'avus, Amei Mishnah Rabim. That's talking about an avus, which is in Rishut HaRabim. Gavosh HaTvachim, Rochav HaRabat Tvachim. It's ten Tvachim high and four Tvachim wide. That's a proper Shteyachi Bidoraita. Veroshoha Echad, right? One of the head of this whole thing, of this avus, like we saw, is Nichas in Beit HaPasim. Is going into the Beit HaPasim. There's a whole problem. There's a separate situation altogether. There, Chachamim are concerned. Gzaira, what's the Gzaira? Dilma, look at Rashi there. Ki bai la'anuche dli arosha ibus. Chazile le'ibus de makalkel barosha shverabim. U'min shay v'darile le'davle bahadeh. V'azili taknuye v'kamafik b'beit HaPasim shverabim. You're going to end up wanting to put your bucket into that into the abus. You find the abus is broken. You now want to start fixing the abus. You end up moving from shrabim to shteyachid. Separate story, a separate concern altogether. But let it never dale davle bahadia, but come up in shteyachid shrabim. I don't understand. So what? Let's say you do this. V'chihay gavne michayev, would you be chayev for such a thing? Right now, remember, look at Rashi on the bottom there. V'chihay michayev ki akam shteyachid adate la'anchutem shteyachid. If you lift up something in shteyachid, and your intention is to put it down in Rishut HaYachid, by mistake, you end up taking to the Rabbi. Mi mechayev midoraita? Are you chayev midoraita in such a way? Look at Rashi. The ligzor rabbanan, but the law afkei mishum the law leiti lachi. You're on chayev. Why would Chachamim want to make a gzera for something? And if you did it in the first place, you wouldn't be chayev. Why wouldn't you be chayev? We learned in Masechet Shabbos. To be chayev, you have to have akira and hanacha. Right, with Melechet Machshevet, which Rashi will say in a second. The whole issue of Shabbos is Melechet Machshevet. You wanted to do something, and your intention was to do something which turned out to be a Melocha Asura. Either you thought it wasn't Shabbos, and you forgot, or you thought it was Mutar what you were doing. But either way, your intention was to do what you wanted to do. Now look what's going on over here. Look at Rashi, look back in the Gemara. If you want to now carry something from one corner of your house to the other corner of the house, and by mistake, you've just forgot, you know, your son came to talk to you, your child came to talk to you. Before you looked around, you end up walking with him into the street holding this thing, and he said, oh my God, I forgot to actually put it, I've got this thing in my hand. You patur. Why? Because that wasn't what your akira was for. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Really, what's the problem over here? Why is this a problem? Elazimnin de metakanle vahadar mayale. Look at Rashi, the second last narrow lines over there. Vahadar mayale ledavle leibus lebata de takne vekaaka le mishlarabim adat le minuchim shliachim. Here you have a problem now, because what happens, you're going to start fixing it, and now you pick up from Mishut Arim to Shliachim to fill up, to refill up this abus, and then you properly had melechet machshevet. And there you would be now chayim. And that was the Xairis for. I'm not sure exactly what it's about. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara says now. The Gemara got Ikka d'Amre. We can learn this whole sugya another way around. D'Amre Gaba Adam HaKaminan. With regards to human being, we said, this, like, I'm going through this quickly now because it's really the same. Everything we just learned now from a slightly different perspective. We're going to say Ikka d'Amre. Gaba Adam HaKaminan. It's like Rishon Rubo. We know with a human being, it's enough. He's got his head and most of his body inside the Pishtayachi when he drinks. Shrabi when he drinks. Gaba Parami Sagila Rishon Rubo. With a cow, is that good enough? Maybe we need more than a cow. Maybe more than just Rishon Rubo with a cow. Most of the Haikh, the Nakit Man of a Nakit La, Loti Bailach Sagila Rishon Rubo. Where are you holding the animal? Here we know it's enough. See, it's the other way around now completely. Here we know it's enough. It's good enough if you're hanging on to the animal and you're hanging on to the ibus. And Akita, what's your question? The nakid mana below nakid lamai. What if you aren't holding the animal, just holding the trough? Is that good enough now that the animal is majority of his body and the head in the ibus? So Amalian, on that, right? On that question over there, when it says nitro, look at our Mishnah, we've actually had pararosha, rubabivnim, veshote, my love, the nakid mana below nakid la. Now, the other way around. Isn't our Mishnah talking about a case where you aren't holding the animal? And then we see over there that as long as you've got more, if most of his body and his head in the reshut, that's good enough. The Gemara says, no. The nakid man of a nakid. It's been out there where you are holding him and the animal. And the ibus. The Gemara says, it makes more sense. That's why the nakid man of a nakid la. If you aren't holding him, just holding the kli. Mishai, would anybody agree to that? You can throw the water there and drink it, but you can't actually hold it. And they on that, the Gemara says, no, no, no. Hayit Marala, we learned there. Abaye said, Achav Abusa, Omer B'shar Rabbi, B'gavoa, Shara Tvachim, B'roch Abba, Abba, Rosh Hashanah, Chas Pasen. They speak about a different situation altogether. They speak about where you got this, Abus comes into the straight, into the Ben HaPasim. The Zimin, the Chazilein, Abus, the Mekalke, of Atli, Tiknu, of Adarilei, the Davne, Bahadeh, of Kamafik, B'shar Rachim, B'shar Rabbim. Same thing, we'll be scared, they're going to come to exit, fixing, they're going to care from one to the other. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'chia, Gavle, Chim, Mechai, would you be chai there? Why are you chai? There's no kavona. You can carry one thing to the corner, one to the corner, and you forgot, you went out, you patu. So why would Chacham want to make exactly for such a circumstances? Why? Okay, now the Gemara's question. Toshma. Now we still haven't really answered whether for an animal it's good enough to have his whole body, most of his body and his head there. If you're hanging on to him, you aren't hanging on to him. We're not sure. The Gemara brings a brighter as a kashya to try and establish what's going on over here. When our brighter said that rubo, rosh of a rubo, is it when you're hanging on to the animal or you're not hanging on to the animal? Is it good enough even when you aren't holding the animal himself? That's the Gemara's question now. The Gemara says, Toshma, look in a brighter. Gamal, shirosho of rubo bifnim, if his head and most of his body are in the irshut, ovasin oto mi bifnim. You can oves. Remember, we learned this in Hilchot Shabbos. In Masechet Shabbos. In Rashi says over here, Dav Kuf Nun Hey, I think Rashi quotes over here. Yes. Look at the third wide lines of Rashi. Mefarish Beperek Misha Hichshich. Shabbat Dav Kuf Nun Hey Amud Bet. The second last Dav of Masechet Shabbos. I think Dav Shabbos was Dav Kuf Nun Zay. Right? She tochav la bisfo harbei al korchav erabliya. Yoter michtech leta. You can stuff the camel with much more food than it really needs, ad shenase ke ibus b'maya, till its intestines are like a trough full of food waiting to be eaten. Because yotzei lemidbar umitaresh lo timtza machal, because you might be going out into the desert and you're not going to find food, so you can stock up. Now, think about it for a second. How do you force feed a cow, a camel, if you aren't holding its head? You can't. You've got to hold the camel and force feed it. Every time it tries to get away, you've got to hang on to its head and force feed it. And then the brighter said that so long as its head and most of its body are in the reshut, you can ovesoto. Look at Rashi. I mean, look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Oto bevni baha ibus kamanda nakid maneva nakid la damya. That it's if you're holding on to both of them. We see the brightness is you have to have its head and most of its body inside. So it seems to be pashut. That an animal, that's the answer to our question. When our Mishnah said, as long as it's most of its body and its head inside the pasim, was it when you were holding it or weren't you holding it? From this brightness, it seems pashut, you were holding it. So Amrav Achav, Barav Huna, Amrav Sheshet. No, 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 it's not a good answer. Why? She'ani Gamal. Gamal is a unique animal. It's got a very long neck. And therefore, that's why you had to hold its neck. But a regular animal, it's got a thin neck, a cow or a donkey or whatever, you wouldn't have to hold the neck. Well, wait a second. I'll show you another brighter. Toshma. Behemesh rosh avru b'fnim. Its head and most of its body is inside. Or vasinota b'fnim. You can now, or ves, force feed it. Vaha avus kaman denakit mana venakit la. V'kevin rosh avru bo. Now, we're not discussing that gamma. We're talking about animal. And we say, my dear, how can you force feed a cow? You have to be hanging on to its neck to force feed it. You have to seem like you do have to be holding it. So the Gemara says, my behemah, nami ditani gamal. We see there over here that the Gemara says, now, what's behemah? We're actually speaking about a gamal. Really, the answer is, don't get confused. When we say behemah, we actually meant gamal. And the same answer, like the Gemara says, well, it's a vatanya behemah, vatanya gamal. So, midi gabe adaritanya. Right, it seems that midi gabe adaritanya, midi gabe adaritanya, the tani behemah, lo tani gamal. Umay behema gamal, right? So it seems over here that maybe it's all the same thing. Gamal says yes. It seems like from over here that an animal would be okay, but a gamal, because his neck is long, you would have to hang on to it. Other animals, it seems like you wouldn't have to hang on to it. Okay, we end up over here. See you tomorrow.